Well, pretty special moment. I like to always like to see your guys go on a little college golf, and Trent's been pretty special, as you said, and still got a lot of the season left, but I feel like MCC Coach K is going to get a good one.
He is definitely going to get a great one. You know, Trent has really came into his own. Like I talked about in my speech, you know, Trent has done everything. You know, he's done football, he's done basketball, he's done wrestling, he's done golf, he's done baseball over the summer. So it's going to be kind of scary in a good way, like when he starts to just focus on golf over the summer months, which he kind of transitioned to that a little bit last year. And so MCC is going to get a great kid. He's going to get a really, really talented athlete, a guy that can really turn on the ball. He's one of the longest ball strikers that I've had. And so when you take the work ethic that he has along with the skill set he has, it's going to fit him well at the college level for sure.
And it fits his game out here at Heritage Hills, doesn't it?
Yeah. When you can hit the ball a long ways at Heritage, you can definitely cut some of the corners and put yourself in some good spots. And he showed that, you know, at our home invite, you know, going in that low 70, shooting 35 on the back nine. And so Trent's got a lot of skill set, and he's going to do a great job at MCC. You know, Coach Case is obviously out there, you know, practicing on the same course that we are. So he's seeing firsthand exactly what he's getting as far as athletic ability, as him as a person. You know, Trent works at the golf course. You know, he's just a great kid. He lives at the course. And I think MCC is getting a really, really good kid next year.
You had a pretty good run here of high school kids. Your kid's going on to college now, don't you?
Yeah, you know, we've been blessed. We've been blessed with a lot of great kids with great work ethic, you know, and it hasn't just been myself. It's been Coach Joe Vetrosky. It's been Coach Haney. It's been RC, and it's been all those guys that we've had a string of a lot of college golfers, and not college only college golfers, but guys that have gone on and had some really good success. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to open up the yearbook, you know, Coach Brandon Crick, you know, going to Gonzaga, going to Nebraska, and then transferring to Nebraska, you know, Tyler Lawson going to Nebraska Westland and winning a national title for NAIA schools, you know, Noah Hoffman doing a lot of great things, you know, at SEC and going down to Arizona, you know, Sean Backer, you know, myself, I guess you would say.
And of course, you got to put yourself, come on, yeah, Ben.
And then, you know, Mac Allspaugh, you know, I can go down the list. Right. You know, Myron Parsley down at Doan University would say Mac was the best ball striker you've ever coached. So, you know, we've been blessed with a lot of great kids around here. And I would put Trenton right there in that mix as far as athletic ability, work ethic, and everything in between. And I'm just excited, selfishly, that he's going to be in town a little bit longer so we can see each other. You know, we've had a pretty close bond, you know, as far as being around each other a lot during golf, during school, different things like that. So it's going to be exciting to see him run for another 2 years.
Finally, you got some big meets. I know nothing this weekend, but some big ones still to come, don't you?
Yeah, you know, we're kicking off on Monday at Lake Maloney in North Platte. It'll be another test for us as far as, you know, good schools. You know, Kearney, North Platte, Scottsbluff will be there. We haven't seen Scottsbluff all year yet, so it's going to be fun. You know, they've been shooting some decent scores, but we'll see how we are head-to-head against those guys on the same track. And then turn around with a big one, you know, Southwest Conference. What more can you ask for is go compete for a conference championship at Broken Bow, a course that our guys don't have a whole lot of, you know, knowledge of, but we kind of ran in that situation last year with Valentine. You know, guys didn't really know much about Valentine, so we're going to go play Broken Bow, and at the end of the day, it's trying to get off the box, hit the fairway, hit the green, and hopefully two putt.